www.ncrg.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of the program. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, your calls are the primary element here, so when you call, we put you on the air about what you want. In the meantime, we bring up items of interest, things that that we find intriguing and interesting and worthy of mention on the radio. So we'll start tonight with a quick update on a story we discussed earlier this week. If you don't get the weekday show, you are missing out. We do have a full slate, six nights a week of programming. You can get archives, of course, at freetalklive.com. Or better yet, call your local talk stations, thank them for airing Free Talk Live, and ask for more. So the story we talked about earlier this week was the We the People organization and their planned Hunger Fest, as they were calling it. Mark, do you want to run down, since I summarized what We the People is doing earlier this week, do you want to go ahead and give it a summary for our new listeners?
Well, essentially, they had a lawsuit defeated in the Supreme Court. I guess it didn't really get to the Supreme Court. They decided that they weren't going to hear it. So, you know, a defeat. They had gone through the circuit court, and the circuit court had, you know, they'd seen a defeat there and taken it to the Supreme Court.
And the lawsuit was about the right to petition.
Right. In the First Amendment, let me read it right here.
The last part, right?
It's the last part. It's the right to the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. There had never been the Supreme Court has never heard anything on the right to petition for redress of grievances. As far as a definition of it, the House of Representatives used to hear grievances. But the abolitionists back, prior to the Civil War, just were inundating them with, letters, and they decided, we're not going to hear these things anymore. So they stopped hearing the abolitionist grievances, and, you know, it just sort of went away. And it's an odd part. I mean, it's in the Constitution. They're supposed to hear our grievances, and they don't.
And when you say hear, you mean listen and respond.
Yeah. And apparently they've just stopped doing it, and it's still in the Bill of Rights, so therefore it's still part of the Constitution.
So the court said, as I recall, that you can ask, but we don't have to answer.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You peons.
And right, well, you know, they're the government.
Yeah.
And
you're not.
So the We the People organization decided that they were going to do a hunger strike in order to get the attention of the politicians. And I'm interested in seeing how it's going to turn out.
Well, because they've been trying different things over the last few years. I mean, in the process of doing this lawsuit that you were talking about, they also, a couple of years back, served all 535 Congress people with their series of questions that they want to ask. They're legitimate questions. They're questions that deserve answering. And they were ignored. And they had this gathering out on the National Mall or something like that.
Right.
And they were ignored. The gathering was ignored. So Bob Schultz from We the People figured he'd take it the next step and have people hungering for answers. Look, if you won't give us answers to these questions, not only are we not going to pay taxes, but we're going to starve. They've been not paying those taxes for years. We're going to starve ourselves in public. And I praised them on the air this week. I said, this is great. I mean, compared to what the Ron Paul people did in D.C., which is just stand around, wave a bunch of signs, and walk around like a regular protest, which no one cares about, this could be something that could really generate some press. People fasting in public for an indeterminate amount of time?
It certainly doesn't happen in America very often.
Right, right. So I thought, wow.
The only one I know of any consequence besides somebody in jail or something like that is Gandhi did it.
Now, Mark, that I don't get excited by things that are political, and this certainly has a political bend in that they're targeting politicians and trying to get answers from politicians and all that. But I praised this during the week. I said this is a great idea because it could really generate some controversy and some discussion. And who knows, maybe they'd even get an answer from somebody. I don't know about that part, but you never know. Here's the latest from WeThePeopleFoundation.org. Last Sunday, we posted our web update titled Next Step Large-Scale Hunger Fast. Last Tuesday, Chairman Bob Schultz met for the third time with the staff of the National Park Service to discuss the details of the WTP's permit for the Hunger Fast. Already going downhill from here, can't you tell? asking bureaucrats for permission to protest. Doesn't usually work out too well, and here's what happened. The fast was originally scheduled to start August 11th, but was rescheduled to start on September 16th due to the five-week break by Congress.
You don't want to be there when they're not around.
Until Tuesday, the conditions of the permit included a 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, hunger fast with tents as shelters, provided there were no sleeping bags, blankets, and pillows for comfort. Chairs would be allowed. Last Tuesday, the National Park Service informed Mr. Schultz that no one would be allowed to sleep during the hunger fast. Anyone caught sleeping, they said, would be cited for violating the permit. The cost would be $75 for each citation plus court costs, which court costs is usually several hundred dollars in some of the smaller towns, you know, smaller municipalities.
It's difficult to say what it would be like in D.C., the bastion of large government.
Bob argued without success that the hunger fast was a First Amendment expression of our disgust with the government's failure to respond to our petitions for redress, and that a no-sleeping rule would, in effect, amount to a denial of First Amendment rights to petition, right, speech, and association, one more sentence, absent the initiation of yet another legal challenge or hungering by people on 2 to 3 day shifts. The Park Service's no-sleeping rule effectively cancels the large-scale hunger fest. Oh, no. It was your willingness to obey the Park Service's rules that canceled the hunger fest. And this is why this obedient mentality is never going to get you anywhere. Because as long as you're obedient to the government and all their little rules to micromanage you, then they're never going to let you protest in the way you want to protest. You can't hunger unless they allow you to hunger.
Oh, well, you can hunger, and you just can't sleep.
Right. You just can't hunger here and fall asleep. I mean, this is... It just goes to show that the system is never going to allow itself to be subverted, at least not from the inside, not by people asking for permission. Oh, please, can we subvert your system?
Right.
It's just not going
to
work.
The government has grown to the point at this, that I think that it, the United States government has grown to the point that I just don't think there's anything you can do about it. The snowball is rolling down the hill. It's too big to stop. And, all these small government Republicans out there from whence I came, they're just hoping against hope. You think John McCain's going to save you? Really?
So,
Mr. Big Government Republican himself?
So there's your update. I know that you wanted to talk about library fines, calls are primary. Let's go to the calls here. Talk to Chris in Florida, listening to WFLA. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. You got to turn down your radio, Chris. It'd be much appreciated.
Yeah, I got to turn down.
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
I heard a little bit of what you were saying about, you know, the protesting and, I guess, the fasting.
Yes, sir.
More or less to affect political outcomes. Am I kind of hitting the nail on the head?
That's what their plan was, and now they've thrown it all out because the government bureaucrats said
totally
no.
Couldn't.
Well, let me tell you something. If Barack Obama is, I mean, God forbid the guy's elected, but if he is, you'll see how socialism works firsthand.
Oh, and, we already see that, sir. I mean, this is a socialist country.
Right, but what I'm saying is you'll see it on a grander scale.
You mean like universal health care?
Right, exactly. Universal health care, liberal activist judges appointed to the bench that more or less invent the laws they see fit, not interpret the Constitution like
that's already going
judge.
On. That's happening right now.
True, but I'm just saying,
okay.
I don't necessarily, now I am a conservative to the core, I'm a Reagan conservative. I don't agree with John McCain on several issues. However, two main issues, and this is probably going to tick liberals off when I say this, but you know what? Go to Lowe's and buy yourself a ladder and get over it, you know? Two issues that McCain does support that I do agree with. One, he will keep the Bush tax cuts in place. He's already said that.
Now, hold on a second. Before you get to issue two, and I want to give you a chance, okay? So let's talk about issue one real quick. Now, I've heard about these tax cuts, and it seems to me that you can't really cut taxes unless you actually cut spending. And the government hasn't shrunk in size, sir. We've got a bigger government than we've ever had.
Bigger debt than we've ever had.
So I don't really understand how you can... I mean, yeah, okay, maybe that's it, Mark. They cut the taxes, but they kept spending the same amount. So really, it's all going to come out in the wash eventually, right? I'll let you respond to that. I'll bring you back. Hang on. More with Chris. Your calls as well about what you want at 1-800-259-9233. So he said, these are the two things he disagreed with McCain or agreed with?
He agrees with. He's going to keep the Bush tax cuts.
Oh, okay. So the two things he likes about McCain, we'll explore the second thing, and we'll allow, of course, Chris to respond here in moments. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. Your business is therefore handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls, Chris has been waiting patiently, listening to WFLA. So, Chris, you were telling us two of the things that you generally find McCain to be distasteful, but there are two things you said you liked about him. One was that he was keeping Bush's tax cuts. And I said, well, it's kind of funny. They call them tax cuts, but they don't actually cut the size of government. How do you feel about that before you get to your second issue?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm not you use the term generally distasteful things I find about McCain. Honestly, I would say I'm 90% there with John McCain.
Sorry to hear that.
Now, I think he has had some trouble with his conservatism and solidifying his conservative base. However,
well, clearly the Republican Party's had trouble with their conservatism, but you're still on board with them, so, you know,
well,
there you go.
Right. Well, the thing is, I've never been a lib, so, you know, it's easy to see conservatism.
Well, I guess
right.
I have. I don't know. Have I been a lib, Mark? Are we a classical liberal?
Well,
I guess I'm a classical liberal.
I think
liberal.
The terms conservative and liberal are so messed up that I don't even know what they mean.
Even the term libertarian's messed up now. I don't even take that term.
Right. Well, listen, I say that. I've never been a lib. In other words, I've always kind of had clarity of thought as far as conservatism. I see Reagan conservatism for all the good it did. And it is still having a major impact on the Republican Party.
Well, before
however,
you go on there, hang on a second. Reagan, I mean, I like what the guy said. Like, he's got some
really
quotes. But as far as actually adhering to his so-called principles, is my understanding, at least according to Harry Brown, the 2000 Libertarian presidential candidate, during the 8 years that Reagan was president, the size of government increased by like 69% or something like that. So not so much adhering to anything that he really talked about.
Well, the thing, I would have to, we would just have to agree to disagree on that. But,
okay.
You
did
know,
he make government smaller?
Well, right. But understand.
No, he didn't.
Right. But understand,
okay.
if someone like Barack Obama gets elected, you're going to see big government firsthand.
Well, I already see it, sir. It's
I think you're going to see big government in the area of, like Bill Clinton did. He's going to try to grow the social side of government, but he's going to probably not grow the military side, even though he's paid.
But he'll keep it the same size, maybe.
Well, the military can't stand the Democrats anyway because they know they don't have their back. Every time you turn around, you've got the likes of John Kerry, Barack Obama. You've got.
Did Ron Paul have the military's back?
Well, I don't consider Ron Paul a Republican either. I think Ron Paul's a liberal zipped up in a Republican wrapper.
You didn't answer my question. Did Ron Paul have the military's back?
I don't believe he did, no.
Why did Ron Paul get more contributions from military members than any other presidential candidate?
Well, I don't know what facet of the military you're talking about, sir.
All of them.
The military, the ones with guns.
Well, no, I understand that. But,
just curious.
Listen, right. I didn't want to get off on a tangent about
that's
Ron
okay.
Paul.
Get to your
Ron
second
Paul.
Point.
Okay, my second point is the war on terror. Okay,
scary.
I support that. Let me try to make this point here.
Okay, sure.
I support President Bush 110% on number one, going to war. Number two, his ideologies behind going to war. Because first of all, the way I look at it,
all
sir, we were attacked on 9/11 by rogue terrorists who were, if you'll pardon my French, who were hell bent on killing Americans. Okay,
I agree.
They came over here, they bombed the World Trade Center, they killed 3,000 Americans, and you've got liberals standing up saying, "Well, I support the troops, but I don't support Bush's wars," they like to put it. Well, for all you liberals out there, let me educate you for a minute. First of all, who attacked who on 9/11?
I don't know. I think some criminals.
Wait.
Before you go on, about 19 people attacked the United States on 9/11, and we've brought a good majority of them to justice. And George Bush has failed to get Osama bin Laden, and has said he doesn't care about where Osama bin Laden is right now.
Now, hang on. Trust me, I've heard all these talking points before, but let me ask you this. If you had a network, if you had a terrorist network, sir, that was arranged like bin Laden, bin Laden's got people hiding him over there, number one. Okay?
If you are you telling the greatest military on earth can't find him?
That's right.
That's what he's telling you. And I eventually we will find bin Laden, because bin Laden will run out of places to hide. He'll run out of holes in the ground
We'll find him at the nursing home.
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there, but
they sure found Saddam Hussein, you know? I mean, he had a vendetta against, George Bush had a vendetta against Iraq. They sure found Saddam Hussein and hung him.
What you say, Chris, might actually make sense if history started at 9/11, but it didn't. Prior to 9/11, there was all kinds of meddling going on overseas by the U.S. military under both Democratic and Republican presidents, all kinds of meddling going on in their business, people having bombs dropped on them, lives ruined, destroyed, political dictators placed and controlled, and so these people were pretty pissed about that. I mean, does that make sense to you as to why they might want to lash out at the American people?
No. Look. Let me say it like this. We go over there. There's going to be Islamo extremists or Islamo Nazis, as Rush likes to put it. I'm a big Limbaugh fan.
I could never guess.
Anyway, yes, I am a Hannity and Limbaugh fan, because Sean and Rush are too well versed in the topics. They do their homework on it.
If I could sit on the air with Rush, I would tear him to pieces all the time.
I seriously doubt that.
Look, the fact is, he just toes the Republican line. He said it himself. He carries the water.
So, well, first of all, you know, you've got all these Obama Kool-Aid drinkers out there that are on the Kool-Aid. Just like the Clinton Kerry Kool-Aid drinker.
Hey, man, Obama's not going to end the war either. Obama's not going to end the war. McCain's not going to end the war. They're both a couple of warmongers. And, you know, again, here's a question for you. Maybe you could put yourself in the shoes of some of the people over in the Middle East. If the Red Chinese were over here helping America by setting up military bases, because America needs the help, and so the Red Chinese are going to come set up some military bases, maybe, you know,
decide on some of our policy locally,
maybe drop a few bombs on a few neighborhoods to make sure that we keep the so-called bad Americans in line. Don't you think that you might want to go and hurt some of the Chinese government people or the Chinese people in retaliation for that?
Well, to be honest with you, brother, I frankly don't care what the Islamo extremists feel about me, okay? I'm an American. I'm a patriot.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask about Islamo. I asked you about the Red Chinese. Would you be an extremist for wanting to go and get revenge on a country's people that sent a military over here to suppress you and oppress you?
Well, again, I don't care whether it be the Red Chinese or the Muslims or whoever. I support the troops and their mission, unlike liberals who support the troops.
I almost want to hang on to this guy. I want to bring you back, because I think this is fascinating. I don't even know if you understood my question, and I'll make sure I get it across very clear in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Every week, Thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free, the live Saturday edition is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
Lose weight the easy way with DEXY-20. I've been taking this diet supplement now for going on 3 weeks. Lost over 4 pounds, and you can do it too. It's DEXY-20. It's in a gold box. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, or diet.freetalklive.com. That's DEXY-20.
As we continue, Chris is being very patient, continuing this conversation we're having with him, just generally at this point about the war in Iraq. That happens to be the war of the moment.
Not really a war. It wasn't declared by Congress, so therefore illegal.
Unconstitutional war, how about that?
Yeah.
And so, Chris, you're talking about, I'd asked you a question, and I want to ask it again. And I have my board up, just plot you down a little bit, because it sounds like you might have your windows down there. So
no, I don't have the windows down. I've got the AC on.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, here my question again here, and I don't know if I quite got it through to you. And Mark, if you can help advise here, you know, as you were the conservative most recently, maybe I'm approaching it from the wrong direction. But my question is, let's look at our situation we have today. Right now, there's an awful lot of U.S. troops all around the world. They're in over 700 military bases in over 131 countries around the world. So they're spread pretty thin. And so let's say that just the fantasy we're coming up with here, this probably isn't really going to happen, but let's just say that China decides that the U.S. needs a little bit of help kind of taking care of its own back there at the lower 48. And so it decides...
maybe all of China's oil is underneath United States soil, like all of our oil is underneath the Middle East soil.
Well, and so China comes in here, and let's say the U.S. bureaucrats invited them in, so therefore the people wanted it. So China comes in with its military, sets up military bases. Hang on, follow me. They set up military bases. They start running patrols through your streets. In fact, they find that there's some troublemakers here and there that might be throwing Molotov cocktails at their tanks and stuff like that. So they decide to drop a few bombs on a few neighborhoods because they're pretty sure the troublemakers actually live in those neighborhoods somewhere. And so some innocent people die, and maybe your family actually gets caught in one of the bombing raids. You're telling me that you wouldn't be upset at the Chinese people or the Chinese government for that?
Okay, now give me a little time to respond to this.
Sure, go ahead.
I see the correlation you're trying to make there.
That's
you're
good.
Trying to tie this into us going into Iraq. Brother, there is no comparison. You're giving me a hypothetical scenario. I'm giving you real life. We went to war with a country with Muslim radicals who attacked us.
Well, they didn't go to war because they didn't declare war. So,
a war really is a conflict between states. A war is
you can't
have a war on a group of people that aren't in one area.
Okay, but let me ask you this: there may have not been a formal declaration, but we are in a war. Okay, that's the reality of the matter. That's where we're at right now.
Well, they're in a war. I'm not.
Does it not bother you that our government didn't follow its own rules that set up in its constitution?
No, you know what bothers me is. Honestly, is for all the liberal Kool-Aid drinkers out there that say they support the troops, but they don't support the mission.
I'd like to point out that I am not a liberal, and I don't support the war, and I don't support the troops that would go and fight in a war that is an aggressive war.
I didn't say you by name. I'm saying other people.
I understand.
Sean Hannity has a man on the street. Well, I have a man on the street, too. I go out and talk to people. And, I talk to libs, and they say, well, I support those troops, man, 110%, but I don't support Bush's war.
Yeah, you know, they're just pandering. Those people are just pandering. They just don't want to upset you that much, and that's why I think that's why they say those things. They don't want to upset themselves by thinking that they don't support a branch of their lovable government.
It's really sacrilegious in this country to say, I don't support the troops.
I support the troops that have the courage to just say no to going to this
right.
war.
They swore an oath to the Constitution. They should force their betters to follow it.
Foreign and domestic enemies. And the domestic enemies are in Washington, D.C.
Listen, guys.
Yes, sir.
First of all, statistics, say, and I don't have the exact on the nail on the head number, but between, I would say, 50 to 60% of the military support the GOP.
Yeah.
And, and it's kind of ironic. Gee, you support someone that actually has your back, that supports you for the most part. Unlike the liberals who every chance they get, they undermine the military, they talk smack about them.
You're saying they support the GOP, but Ron Paul's part of that GOP, and he got more donations than any other president
But my question to you is, you keep mentioning this schmuck Ron Paul.
Schmuck.
Ron Paul stands a snowball's chance in a microwave of winning any election.
You're
number
right.
One.
Yeah,
I need to get nominated.
I agree with you.
And number two, who is this pinhead Ron Paul? Ron Paul calls himself a Republican, but I'm telling you, he is a liberal. Sits up in a Republican.
He's a liberal.
Under the guise of being a Republican.
He wants small government. Does that sound like a liberal to you? You said that Barack Obama, who's you also called a liberal, wants big government and socialism. How can both of those people that want two very, very different things both be liberals?
Well, first of all, Ron Paul can say what he wants. There's a lot of people who claim they're conservatives.
Wait, Ron Paul's not your... I mean, I'm no fan of politicians, and I've got my gripes with Ron Paul. But Ron Paul, you can look at his voting record, my friend, and I suggest you go and do that and call us back next week when you've actually done that. Because Ron Paul has, I don't believe, ever voted for an increase in the size of government. Ever.
Right.
So you
he's
can
not lying to you when he says he's conservative.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate the conversation as we continue here because the calls have been building up. Let's talk to Mike in Florida, listening to WFLA. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys rock.
Thank you, Mike.
How the hell did Fox keep you guys on? You're on the wrong channel, man.
Fox?
Yeah, we're not on Fox.
Oh, well, here, you're on 970, which is Fox Station. So.
I think they run Fox News.
Yeah, they run Fox News. It's a Clear Channel station.
We got on the air because, frankly, we've been working hard at this for a number of years. And
they know the new voice of, the voice of young people in America is they know that the government can't fix problems. Even when they send out bureaucrats with guns and call in the military, they still can't fix problems.
What were your thoughts tonight, Mike?
Thank God. I just happened to come across you guys. Luckily, on one of the competing stations, they have another group of young guys that present what you guys did was a remarkable display of patience when somebody is a complete and utter ass and has no concept of what the hell he's talking about.
What's this other show you're talking about?
These guys, they replaced the jerk out of Atlanta, Neil Bortz. We got some young guys that they did an experiment for 1 hour, and then they put them on for 3 hours. They're on from 9 in the morning to
Neil Bortz, the so-called libertarian.
Yeah,
they
finally got his butt off. I mean, because we're just underrated with Savage and the other clowns that are just, just beating.
Well, Mike, you can get more Free Talk Live. All you have to do is call WFLA during the week, talk to Gabe Hobbs, the programmer there, and thank him for airing this show, and ask him to put our weekday show on, because we do
do that. Gabe
Hobbs. And that goes for everybody listening on local radio stations around the country that only get the Saturday show. There is a weekday show available. Call your local program director, thank him for the program, and ask for more. So what was your point tonight? What did you want to get out?
Here's the thing. The gentleman, he pointed out liberal. Let me, if you guys be so kind, from Webster. According to Webster's dictionary, the definition of a liberal is not narrow in opinion or judgment. Not conservative. Well, that's me. I like to believe a person who holds liberal views or, basically doesn't have a fixed opinion is willing to at least listen to an argument and be persuaded that possibility that their position is wrong.
I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
I like the definition, too. It sounds, but
I have a fixed
opinion. Socialists out there that Rush Limbaugh calls liberals.
I'd like to think I have an open mind, but I have a very, very fixed and defined opinion when it comes to the issues. My opinion is that it's wrong to aggress against your neighbors no matter what the goal you have in mind, whether it's bombing brown people or it's feeding the hungry. It's always wrong to aggress against your neighbors. So I have a very fixed opinion on that.
You're absolutely right on that. The thing is the undisputable fact is we attacked and conquered a country.
Oh, get your terms right. It wasn't you or I, was it? It's they. They attacked the country. And don't ever include yourself if you don't really want to be included with that particular gang. So be careful about that. I thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99. $29.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know, I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get
hangovers.
Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid
hangovers.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring out whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are 41-plus categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and you get great deals and the brands you trust at quick to your door. And Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, it's Joy listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Joy.
Yes, hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Gentlemen, I'm going to look to your expertise because it's something that I don't understand.
Don't be fooled. We're just talk show hosts.
Okay.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi supposedly is the most powerful Congress person. In the United States. Given that she is, why didn't she run for president, nor why wasn't she selected as vice president?
I can't answer. I don't have any sort of insight into the realm of politicians. I find them all detestable and
no, I do
despicable,
too.
So I try not to really pay any attention. Mark, did you want to answer that question? Speculate, perhaps?
Why Nancy Pelosi didn't get the nod? Well, maybe they like her where she is. I don't know.
Seems to be the same as any other politician.
As far as I'm concerned, I think Joe Biden was a terrible choice for Obama, and that he could likely pay the price. I was amazed. 2 months ago, I would have assumed that the next president would be the Obaminator, but now I'm really beginning to wonder. I think it's a neck and neck race,
and the winner is irrelevant. I mean, either way,
we get more government.
Right. Whoever wins, government will become more intrusive, more oppressive, and more expensive than it ever has. There you go.
Well,
Joy.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, if you had more, you're welcome to go on, but I thank you for the call. Let's continue and talk to Mike, listening in Montana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, and I appreciate your show.
Welcome aboard. What's on your mind, Mike?
Thank you. My concern is with respect to both of the conventions upcoming, the Democrats and in Denver next week, and of course the Republican and the Ron Paul function at the Junction in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard some kind of rumor that due to whatever kind of regulations that they may have come out with or whatever, that the anybody that's there, and if they're protesters or if they are sleeping in a park or something, or you know, they're not registered in a hotel or something, that they are subject to be you know, being put into a
concentration camp?
Yeah, there you go.
Allow me to confirm the rumor for you. We heard the story at the beginning of the week, and it is very similar to what happened back in 2004 at the New York City Republican National Convention. This time it's going to happen at least at the Democratic National Convention. We haven't heard what's going on for the Republican one. But in Colorado, where they're planning on having the Democratic National Convention, the police department there has been outed in advance. They were trying to keep this under wraps, but they've been outed. And it's been proven, and they've admitted to it, that they have a concentration camp that they have built to house thousands of protesters in this essentially business district warehouse, basically a gutted warehouse where they've put up 8-foot-tall fences with barbed wire at the top. They've got they're going to have guards with tasering devices and very, very little access to any sort of food, water, or bathrooms.
Congress shall make no law establishing, infringing the right of the people to peaceably assemble.
Oh, what are you pulling that thing out for, Mark? I mean,
nobody
pays attention to that.
Wait, that's the Constitution.
Yeah. So this has happened before.
It's the Bill of Rights. It's the part of the it's the part that the people and the states wouldn't sign the Constitution until they put it in. Didn't do much good.
This happened again in 2004, and it's happening this year. And I presume that the cops was it Minnesota they're having the Republican convention? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Republican convention, they're probably doing the same thing there. It just hasn't slipped out from under wraps yet. Where essentially what they did in New York City was they walked down the street and just wholesale rounded everybody up that just happened to be on the street, whether they were protesters or businessmen or whoever it was, they got rounded up and put into this detention center, this temporary holding facility, which is essentially a concentration camp. For some of those people, some people were there for 50 hours while they waited to be so-called processed. And I looked into this particular case because there was a lawsuit that was filed about this by many of the victims, because these people are victims. They weren't harming anybody. There's nothing wrong with being in the streets protesting, as long as you're not disrupting anything, and they weren't. They were on the side of the road playing instruments when many of them were rounded up. And so when all this stuff happens, they went and they sued, and nothing has come of it. I mean, nothing has happened to put a stop. The judges have not made a ruling. I don't know if it's been thrown out. I don't know what the latest is on that case, but it's been 4 years now, and nothing's come down, so they're going to continue locking people in concentration camps. It's crazy, isn't it?
One thing that I've come across on the internet is a website, assertrights.com, assert rights, rights.com.
Okay.
And I would offer that website with respect to all protesters who are going to be in the Denver as well as Minneapolis. And what's on there is a very nice laid out card that gives great information. And I'm not an attorney, but what it is, it allows you to basically hand this card to an arresting officer.
Yeah, I reserve all my rights. I don't consent to a search, that sort of stuff.
Right,
the things that people need to remember in an incident like that. But when the cops approach you, you can't remember stuff like that. You really got to have it written down unless you've practiced it over and over again. So it sounds like a great idea. It's assertrights.com?
But if everybody would do this, like if one person does it, it's no effect. But if you have 100,000 people asserting their rights at the same place at the same time, they're going to have a little problem.
I think it's a great suggestion, and I thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, people who are going to be in a position of possibly encountering the police really should get their ducks in a row and have some idea of how to handle a situation like that if it were to come up. I haven't vetted the Assert Rights website yet, so I don't know exactly what they've got there, but it sounds good from his description. And I came across an interesting YouTube video recently by the anti-terrorist. It's this guy that wears this black balaclava with black sunglasses, and he gives all kinds of interesting...
He looks dangerous, but apparently he's just a peaceful guy.
I traded emails with him. He seems like a really cool guy. He's well aware of the Free State Project and likes what we're doing out here in Keene, and so anyway, he gives some really great tips on how to deal with the police, on how the police are not used to you asking questions, for instance. So if you make a point of asking questions instead of answering their questions, it kind of puts you in a different role, and the police don't really know quite exactly what to do with that. Asserting your rights is, of course, a good idea as well. Don't allow the police to search. If the police ask if they can search your vehicle, for instance, that means they don't have any probable cause to search. They're fishing. They want to see if you'll say yes, so don't tell them yes. Unless you want to be left on the side of the road with all your crap
strewn around. A lot of people would say, I have nothing to hide. And I think that one thing that they need to think about is, look, you know, when cops find a gun, as far as they're concerned, you're a criminal. And generally, you know, that's not true in every town with every cop or anything like that. But you know, it scares the crap out of them when they see these things. Don't forget, happening to have some kind of... prescription drug bottle that, maybe
it's mom's.
Yeah, mom's. Maybe it's, got it from a friend. Maybe it's out of date. All these things can really get you in big, big trouble.
So you may not know what you have to hide. And beyond that, don't you have time? I mean, isn't your time important to you? Wouldn't you rather be where you were intending to be than standing on the side of the road watching as a cop tears apart your vehicle? So there's a lot to learn.
If you've got nothing to hide, then there's nothing for him to find, so there's no reason for him to search.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Thomas, listening to WFTL in Miami. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen, there's a few things I want to point out right quick.
Sure.
And I just want to address the concentration camp issue. Thank God white America is now working up. And I'm not prejudiced at all to the fact that police have been corralling and putting black folks in concentration camps and searching their vehicles illegally. Oh, since the time I can remember so far back. Another thing, the Rush Limbaugh, John Hannity surrogate.
Did you call him a surrogate?
Surrogate, yes.
Hang on. I'm going to bring you back. If you can hold through the news, we're going to bring you back for more commentary from you because I want to make sure you have a chance to get it out there.
Yeah, he didn't give us time.
Yep. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Mike, Tom, and Livewire all on the line. And ladies, you come first if you dial in toll-free. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.